On SUNY Distinguished Academy Week, are future teachers being trained for the students of today? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Andrew Kahn, Distinguished Service Professor at SUNY Buffalo State College, delves into this question.
It's no secret that current education systems point to competency-based learning as a primary component of academic success. Today's students live in a different world than the Western knowledge-based education systems of the past. With multiple sources of information at their fingertips, literally, today's students are craving skills in the physical application of their knowledge. Educators feel this tension as they are now required to be both facilitators of learning and distributors of knowledge. The problem? Future teachers are not being trained to meet the kinesthetic learning needs of today's students. The solution? Story-based learning, or SBL. By using stories as the curricular vehicle and the students' bodies as the assessment tool, teachers draw immediate connections between the curriculum and their students. The students become active co-owners of the content, the process, and the classroom. The student learns the content for their lives rather than memorizing the information for an exam. The doing informs the knowing. The positive outcomes of SBL in schools around the globe include improved test scores, attendance, and in-class participation in every subject area. Perhaps most importantly, SBL offers a practical toolbox for teachers to fill the gaping holes in socio-emotional education. Compromise, collaboration, discipline, creativity, compassion, innovation, research, and critical thinking are the core skills students develop as they build their stories together. SBL re-engages students to their learning by involving them in their education. Students learn they matter, and their stories matter in a world that too often tells them something quite different.
That was Andrew Kahn of SUNY Buffalo State College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.